The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
I think we should have something in the introduction saying that we're also educational. We give,
okay,
we educate.
Do. We do.
We educate.
We have fascinating facts and that's so forth.
We do.
And all that.
And our listening friends educate us all the time. Oh my gosh, we had so many emails this week, we couldn't even keep up. Oh, gosh.
My little fingers were just rattling across the screen.
Thank you so much. And we took some of your advice. And I have some things here that are some things that someone suggested. And I just want to say something that I heard. Well, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And I don't know what that means, that we are stuff, but we are. We're just a bunch of stuff, which is a better way of saying something else, like bad. Like we're just
like
a bunch of
non-stuff.
And we are here every single Thursday morning, 8:30 in the morning. You know why? Because we record the show and we're not going to get up that early to come in and do a show.
No.
You can. WTBR 89.7 FM is our station and
WSBR in Lee 81.1.
And I have my coffee. Did you have your coffee?
I have my coffee.
You have your coffee? We both have our coffee, and we're happy. We're happy little coffee drinkers. So, you know, I was thinking about antidepressants. So if anybody is on an antidepressant, this is not in any way a slam at all. If you need it, take it. That's the park that I'm in.
Okay.
But I was thinking about it, how those who take an antidepressant, you can get an antidepressant for your dog.
Yes.
Yes.
Or your cat.
And it works. It works.
Yeah.
It's cheaper to get it for your pet. So here's the deal. It's really expensive if you have to get an antidepressant, especially if you don't have insurance or your copay is too high. So you just get it for your dog. You can actually tell the vet that your dog is depressed. Your vet isn't going to ask your dog because your dog will look at the pet, will look at the vet with the sad eyes, and the vet will say, oh, yes, he looks very depressed. And you'll get that antidepressant, and you then take it. You take it. See how it works for you. So what if there's a little bit of kibbles and bits in there? Who cares? Take it.
God.
Kibbles and bits isn't going to kill you.
What did you drink this morning?
I'm just on this morning. I'm just so on, and I don't know why, but I'm on.
Okay.
Maybe because things that were overwhelming me have
calmed down a little bit.
I still have a lot in front of me.
Okay.
Yeah. And I have a quote of the day.
All right.
You haven't heard the last of me yet. Before you criticize someone, walk a mile in their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you'll be a mile away from them. And you'll have their shoes. You've heard that one?
Yeah.
Here's another one that I really like from Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay.
She says, accept who you are, unless you're a serial killer.
Yeah, then you're in trouble.
And
okay.
Do you have a riddle or do you have true or false?
I have true or false. And
how many are true?
Let's see. Oh, no.
One is true.
One is true.
All right.
The most popular Easter candy in America is Cadbury.
Cadbury? The Cadbury eggs?
Mm-hmm. Number two, what happens when you microwave a marshmallow peep? It shrinks. Number three, children past and present may leave out what for the Easter bunny? Carrots. True or false?
These are cute. So Bev is staying with our theme that's so timely because she's doing Easter.
Yep.
And if you're listening to us on the proper day, it is the week of Easter. Palm Sunday was yesterday. Good Friday is Friday. And Easter is Sunday. Easter. I love Easter.
It's coming on. It's coming on.
But I know it's not really spring yet. You know why?
Why?
Because I didn't dry my hair today before I came in the station, and my hair froze. So I know it's still, the winter chill is still in the air.
Okay.
Yeah. I have so much to share.
Okay.
Okay. If you ever go on WebMD, do you ever go on WebMD?
Oh, sure.
You get your diagnosis for free?
I try not to, but I do.
Yeah, you know that if you go on WebMD, and you don't like the diagnosis,
yeah,
you can just change your symptoms.
But then you're looking for a different diagnosis.
Right. So if you put in your symptoms and it says, you have inflammatory kidney disease that is incurable, you just go back and you type in that you have a sore toe, and then it will say, put a Band-Aid on it. You just, and then you feel better. And then you go out to eat.
Yeah, you really had something this morning.
Oh, I also have a challenge for people when we're ready, but I'm done talking.
Okay. Florida.
Okay, so I have something. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy, this is going to be a day. Florida held the largest Easter egg hunt in the United States. The largest Easter egg hunt ever to take place at Cypress Gardens Adventure Park in Winter Haven, Florida, April 1, 2007. 9,753 children and 501,000 eggs.
So that would be...
How many eggs per kid?
Well, that's the good part. You'd hope that every kid would at least get one egg.
Yeah.
That would be so much fun to be at. Cypress Gardens, when you said that, I remembered that it's no longer.
It isn't?
Let's have a moment of silence. Okay. So, no, it's not. Remember they had girls that wore the big, big hoop skirts in Cypress Garden?
Oh, yeah,
with all the flowers all over the skirts, and they were all foo-foo, and it was really pretty. But then I think I only went once. I think it became kind of an amusement park, and I think it kind of morphed into something that would be more fun than just what maybe it was intended to be.
Right.
Maybe it was intended to be just gardens.
Mm.
But I remember it being a very nice place, but it's gone.
I think I've been there, but I can't remember for sure because we did a lot of traveling at one time.
And you may have been there.
And I may have because I don't remember the women in the dresses, though.
Oh, they would come out and kind of, and the dresses were gigantic. You know, you got these little tiny, you know, size zero girls in this big hoop skirt dress with all the flowers on it. And they would walk, but you wouldn't even know their feet were moving because it was just like, and they would have pictures taken with people. Especially children and husbands.
Yes.
So I wonder if when they tore down Cypress Gardens, if they found any eggs that were never found.
They must have smelled pretty bad.
They were eggs? Real eggs or plastic?
No, they were real.
Oh, my gosh. I guess that's a good idea because they would just disintegrate, right? If nobody found one, it would just... be food for some animal?
could be food for some animal? Yeah. How long would it take for the shells to dissolve?
I don't know. Do they dissolve? I know you can't put them down the garbage disposal.
Why not?
Because the eggshells, I don't think, dissolve, at least not very fast.
Okay.
Yeah, don't put... Do you have a garbage disposal?
Yeah, but it's not in use.
There you go. It's because you put eggshells down it. You broke it.
No, I didn't do it.
So you want to know what a waste... So I'm not doing Easter. I'm going to let you do Easter.
Yes.
We'll have fun with that.
Yes.
Waste of money appliances, people. Aww. So somebody had emailed us and said, hey, you were talking about what are you going to leave to your kids? And what kind of things do you have in your house if you're, hoarding and you need to get rid of stuff? And the question was, I got all these appliances that I get, and I think this is cool, and I use it once, and then sits there. So one of the things is single-use egg cooker. So it says here, electric... I don't have one. I've never seen one. But it says here, electric egg cookers promise perfectly boiled or poached eggs with minimal effort. In reality, they take up counter space and often require a lot of trial and error to get consistent results. Many models only cook a few eggs at a time, making them insufficient for families for meal prepping.
Huh.
Have you ever seen one?
Not really.
I think maybe. I'm kind of picturing a little round thing with the little spaces to put the eggs in, and you put the water in the bottom, and you plug it in, and you cover the top.
I have the plastic ones that you put into the microwave.
And you cook them in the microwave.
Right.
You need to write a Microwave Queen book, How to Live... With your microwave. How to live without an oven or a stove. But you use your stove.
I use my stove. Stove
but
top.
Really, things. I didn't know they made little containers to cook eggs in your microwave.
Well, hey.
Your shell doesn't break?
I don't put the shell in. You crack it open and put the egg in the container.
And it cooks?
And it cooks.
Do you get a little indentation in it? Doesn't come out round, or the shape. What
yeah.
is it?
It's shaped like an oval.
It comes out that way.
Yeah.
I gotta have you make me one of those and bring it in here. Because I'm not gonna buy one of those cookers because I won't use it.
See, now I don't go for electricity except for my microwave.
Okay. Okay. So don't buy a single use that you might see on QVC. When they talk it up and convince you at 2 in the morning that it's an awesome product and you have to have it, and 33 million people are just called in and there's only 4 left. And you can be on a payment program to pay for your $13 egg cooker in 6 easy payments of $1.06 per payment with interest.
Did you know there used to be an Easter Bunny just like Santa Claus? He would go to department stores and sit there, and the kids would come and talk to him.
Did you ever go to see the Easter Bunny?
No.
I didn't either. Did your children?
No.
Neither did mine. Was he really there? Was he really there?
There used to be.
There used to be. Did he give out presents? Little eggs, maybe, or jelly beans? I bet they did.
I bet they did.
I bet they did. I bet he handed it right to him, right from hand to hand, because nobody worried about that.
No.
Nobody worried that it has to be in a hermetically sealed plastic Ziploc sealed, heat sealed with a clip on it in a paper bag, closed, stapled shut, with a picture of an egg on the outside.
Right.
Yeah. Those were the good days. That's when I could eat a piece of chocolate and hand it to you and you could eat the rest. And we wouldn't care. Oh.
Okay, what you got?
So it says here, there's part of this egg thing still.
Okay.
It says a better alternative than using this thing you bought on QVC, learn a simple stovetop method. Place eggs in a pot of simmering water for 6 to 8 minutes, depending on the desired doneness. It requires no extra appliance, saves money, and eliminates clutter. It says if you'd like a poached egg, put a ramekin in the water. It says use a small ramekin and gentle water jets.
Oh my.
What the heck does that mean? I'm not going to go to all that trouble. What's a water jet?
I'll stand there and blow on it.
So I've learned to steam my eggs.
You did?
Yes.
And?
They come out perfect. So you get, you know, those metal steamer things you can just put in the bottom of your pan. It opens up like a flower.
Right, right.
You put the water in just enough to touch the metal. And then you put the eggs in and you steam them for exactly 12 minutes, I think.
Don't they drip down through the holes?
No, you keep them in the shell.
I was wondering about that. I wanted to make sure.
No.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Before Easter baskets, children would put eggs in a hat filled with straw. German settlers that immigrated to the U.S. in the 1700s brought a new Easter tradition, and they would fill their bonnets with hay, and in the morning they'd be overflowing with brightly colored eggs.
Cute. That's cute.
Yeah.
It's cute. It's cute.
I got nothing that's going to go, ugh.
That's okay. Good. What else do you have?
The most expensive chocolate Easter bunny cost $49,000. It also contained 548,000 calories.
Oh, my goodness.
The most expensive feature was the two solitaire diamond eyes.
Oh. I wonder how many carats they were.
Ha, 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 ha. Oh, I should have known that was going to come. I should have jumped first. I should have been first.
Two diamonds in the chocolate bunny. For how much money?
$49,000.
I would take that money and go on one heck of a trip.
Wouldn't you, though?
Oh, yeah. I'd pick all the places that I want to see, and I'd just get it. Just go. I would just go. I would pack a small bag and wash my clothes en route.
Or buy new ones.
Or buy new ones. Yeah. Okay. Here's an artificial, it calls it an artificial, automatic pan stirring device.
What?
Before I even read it, I'm going to think that we are getting to be very lazy people.
Extremely.
It says here, why is it a waste? Gadgets that attach to pans and stir the sauces or the risottos automatically are more gimmicky than useful. They can't navigate pots of different sizes. They often don't stir thoroughly and add unnecessary cleaning tasks.
I can see it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you just pick up the spoon, lady, and move it.
Just take your time. Enjoy the making of the risotto. Yes, you have to keep on moving it around, but savor the moment. Savor the
moment. How often do you make risotto?
Never. I've never made risotto, but I like it.
I do too.
And I envy the people that know how to make it properly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yummy.
Easter, did you know, is the oldest Christian holiday on record?
No, I did not know that.
Every Sunday, Christians would celebrate the resurrection of Christ. Over time, it evolved into a pagan holiday to celebrate it once a year for the entire day.
Yay! That's it, in a nutshell. Well, an eggshell.
Bear with us. Bear with us.
Continue on, my friend.
Eggs are dyed to represent the blood of Jesus Christ. In Orthodox and Eastern Catholic churches, eggs are dyed red to represent the blood of Jesus before being blessed and distributed to congregants. Now they're mostly just a fun way to celebrate the springtime season.
It is fun. I had an Easter egg hunt one time for my grandkids in my backyard. So Mark and I got all these plastic Easter eggs that you just unscrew. And I put jelly beans in one, and I put candy in another.
I am dying for jelly beans.
And then I put money in some. And then some of them I put a note in that said, get in the middle of the yard and sing your favorite song. Or it would say, go over and hug the person closest to you. And all this stuff in there. But I had candy in there. We decided to get really smart and set it all up overnight.
Uh-oh.
Do you know that the eggs have little pinholes in them? The little plastic eggs have little tiny pinholes in them.
Yeah.
The next day, we found that the ants could fit into the little tiny pinhole.
Oh, no.
And all the candy ones had ants inside.
Oh.
So, just some advice to you who are doing this.
If you're going to do it fast.
Right away. Or plug up those holes with a glue gun.
Oh, my God.
Well, not the gun. You know, squirt stuff in from the glue gun. You know, the glue. Whatever. An alternative to the pan stirring device. What do you think the alternative would be, Bev?
A fork?
A good silicone or wooden spoon or fork. Works better. Because a fork is good with the risotto.
I would think so.
It costs less. It doesn't require charging or batteries. If you're cooking dishes that really need frequent stirring, consider using a heat-resistant spatula and set yourself a little timer and put on some nice music and just stir away.
Stir away.
Stir away.
You started it.
We don't know the rest. But it is a song that doesn't say stir. What's the song? Stir away. That's not right.
Now I know she's gone over.
Yeah, that's not right. I went over.
Okay, the average shopper spends $169.79 during Easter. That's the average.
Mm-hmm.
In recent years, Americans spent over $22 billion
oh my gosh.
On Easter between food, clothing, candy, and gifts.
Gifts? Why do you give a gift at Easter time? Why? It's because people like to make money selling things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Americans plan to spend $22.4 billion on Easter, and that number is going to increase.
Wow. I just can't. It's just crazy to me. That's why I think Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, not just for the food, because that's my favorite meal.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy gifts. They have not yet made it a money-making gift holiday.
No, I haven't. I haven't seen a lot of gifts given out for Easter.
No.
Mostly candy and
candy
eggs.
And Easter baskets and and plants and flowers. I guess would those be gifts?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Decorating. I've seen gifts. I bet if you went on Amazon and you checked Easter gifts,
something would come up.
I bet a lot of things would come up. Money, money, money.
Yes.
Money, money. Bread machines. Have you ever had one?
A bread machine?
Bread.
Oh, yes, I have, actually.
How did you like it?
I liked it.
You used it?
I used it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's gone now.
Okay. It's gone to that
big old red barn in the sky.
Yep. Big old red barn in the sky. That's right. Yep. It's gone. It's gone.
But it was fun. And they made good bread.
Good. Good.
So why didn't they like it?
They didn't like it because it said bread machines can be expensive and occupy significant space.
They do.
Yet many end up gathering dust.
Well, that's not the baker's fault. That is the baker's fault.
It's the baker's fault.
Yeah.
They offer limited control over dough texture and baking results and are only truly useful if you bake bread.
That's why they're called bread bakers.
Yes.
Oh, that's sad. That's sad. I liked it when I used it, and I used it pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty often.
Well, there. You got use out of it.
Yes, I did.
But now it's been thrown from yeast to west.
Ooh. Ooh. I don't know what's going to come next.
I don't know. That's, yeah. All right. I'm going to turn the page because there's more. Andy, thank you for asking me to do this. This was Andy B. I can't say his last name.
Oh.
Who sent the email, but we'll just call him Andy B.
Okay. Most adults prefer milk chocolate to dark. Adults are actually twice as likely to prefer the milky stuff, so keep that in mind buying a sweet Easter surprise.
Oh.
They don't like the dark chocolate. Most people.
I love the dark chocolate.
You do?
But I love
bitter.
Dark. I do. I like dark chocolate. I don't like milk chocolate as much anymore. Once I think you get accustomed to the dark, you kind of graduate from the percentage. I've grown accustomed to the dark, like breathing out and breathing in.
Yeah, I shouldn't have
It's
asked.
Good. You kind of go up, like the Lindt chocolate, the Lindt dark chocolate with the creamy inside. Gosh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and the Lindt peppermint ones, those round Lindt. They're white chocolate with peppermint, like crushed up candy canes speckled in there, oh, with the white soft center. It's just yummy.
I'm getting hungry.
You want to know the alternative to the bread maker?
What?
A quality stand mixer with a dough hook attachment.
A dough hook.
Yep. Or even just elbow grease.
That's
a lot of work.
Yeah.
Can handle bread dough and much more, from pizza dough to cookie batter. If you don't bake often, a simple plastic dough scraper and a bowl will do the job. I have an idea.
What?
See, if you go to the grocery store, they usually have a bakery department.
Ah.
I'll just walk right up there and I can smell that cooking. Mm. I'll buy a loaf.
Easy said.
And they'll even cut it.
They will. They'll slice it for you.
Yes. One time I went in and I smelled the chocolate chip cookies being cooked. And I said to the girl behind the counter, "Are you making fresh chocolate chip cookies?" She said, "Yes. Would you like one?"
Ooh.
I said, "Well, do I have to buy a dozen?" She said, No. You can have one."
Ooh.
And she gave me one on a napkin, and the chocolate chips were all warm. And man, oh man, a nice person.
That is really a nice thing.
Yeah, that was really great. I tried getting another one from time to time, but it's not the same girl. You just go up and, "Hello, are you making some fresh chocolate chip cookies?" "Yeah, you want to buy a dozen?"
Can I try one?"
"No."
Help. I don't know who I'm with anymore. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you know that Good Friday is only honored in some states?
Probably.
While Good Friday is a major holiday for all Catholics, only 12 out of the 50 states consider Friday before Easter an actual federal holiday.
Oh, so people still celebrate it. They just don't have it. It's just not a day off from work.
Right.
Most of
the country goes to work on Good Friday.
I see.
And Massachusetts is probably one of them?
I don't know. I don't know if it was a holiday or not. My nail salon was closed. Oh, I just thought of something. No, I'm not going to say it. Soda makers. Remember when the soda makers were kind of a big deal?
Yes.
It was kind of a trendy thing.
Yeah, you put it in and you could watch it spin. And
there was a tank you had to have, and you put the fluid in the bottle, and then the gas, what's the gas called that they carbonate our drinks with? What is that called? CO
carbonation.
I don't know. WD-40.
No.
Well, it says it's a waste. Soda makers promise homemade seltzer and flavored drinks, but the cost of carbon dioxide, there it is, cartridges and syrups adds up. They're limited if you prefer true sodas or want customizable carbonation levels. I never had one, never wanted one.
Nope, I don't care about
it. I don't have room for one. I don't have the room for all this stuff.
Americans will eat...
Oh, here it comes.
More than 16 million jelly beans.
Whoa.
That's enough jelly beans to circle the globe not once, but twice, but three times.
A lady.
Or to fill a plastic egg the size of a 9-story building. Do you know what the favorite one is?
Yes. Black.
No.
Cherry.
Yes.
Okay.
The red cherry.
The red cherry.
Yep.
I wonder how many chemicals are in that to make it red.
I don't care. I'm going to eat it anyway.
Do you like the black?
Not really.
Good. I'll buy a bag. I'll give you all the red. I'll take all the black. What are we going to do with the other colors? The white are good.
The white aren't too bad.
I don't do the green, the orange, the yellow. I don't like those tastes. They don't thrill me.
Actually, I think they all taste the same.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You should get, what are they called? The jelly beans that are really good, and they're in a box, and they're different flavors. And jelly bellies? No. Oh, help me. They're the ones that you can actually buy, and it's a game. And there's a little spinny wheel, and on the little spinny wheel are things that you can land on, like vomit, dirt, all this other stuff.
I think I've seen that part.
And then you have to pick up that jelly bean and eat it. And honest to goodness, it tastes like the things you land on. It's disgusting. It's not a game you want to play twice.
Or with children.
Oh, yes, you play with children.
Oh, God.
What the heck is it? I know you're all yelling it out. I wish you could call, but you can't. Maybe someday when we move into the new technological future. You know why it's a waste?
Why?
Oh, we already did the waste.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. The better alternative to the soda machines. Well,
Go to the store and buy it.
Yeah. Invest in a reusable high-quality soda siphon. And siphon the soda out of the bottles at the supermarket.
Doesn't say that.
No.
Oh,
it says, or just enjoy some club soda at home. Sparkling water is really all you need. Flavored seltzers or sodas can be bought as needed. Don't get the appliance.
That's a lot of work anyway.
What's your favorite soda?
Root beer.
Me too. Made a big mistake. Bought the little tiny cans of root beer that come in a box. I think there's 12. Because my pastor and his wife came over and we had root beer floats.
Uh-huh.
But now I have more root beer in the refrigerator and ice cream.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I gained 5 pounds. Yeah. Yeah, I'm becoming a root beer
junkie.
That is
not a good thing for a woman to admit.
Yeah, well, there it is. I put it out there for the world. Our world of how many? We're taking a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. When Taconic High School was demolished, we could have lost this radio station. Instead, PCTV stepped in, built a new studio and transmitter, and gave the station new life. And now it's time to pay that back. Support this station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button. You won't be sorry. Pittsfield Community Radio thanks you for your support. This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Hey, and we're back. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And it's the second half of our show called Stuff every Thursday morning. So I before we do your tour of faults.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a hard time putting on a bracelet that's got a little clasp? And you got to wrap it around your wrist.
Yes.
And then you got to clip it.
Yes.
What do you do?
Sometimes you don't wear it.
I think you're right. Okay. Off we go. It's so frustrating. I tried to put one on yesterday and I finally got it. I just didn't want to give up. But I've got two bracelets that I love and I just can't get them on. And I'm not going to wake Mark up that early.
You'll have to buy one of those bracelet attachments.
Do they work?
I have no idea.
So let's put it out there. If anybody knows about those things you can buy, and I know what you mean, you hold
right.
it in your hand and it's got a clip on the end.
And I want to know, too, if you can use them for necklaces.
How?
Who knows?
Yeah, I bet you could. You'd hold it. Yeah, I bet you could. Why not? So if anybody knows what we're talking about and you've used it, you can email us
at stuffingforus@gmail.com.
That's it. Every day, all day, same email address. Will never change. True or false?
True or false? Number one, the most popular Easter candy in America is Cadbury. Number two, when you microwave a marshmallow peep, it shrinks. And number three, children past and present leave out carrots for the Easter Bunny.
They all sound pretty convincing.
But two are false.
One is true.
Yep.
And we will give you the answer at the end of our show. And if you get it right, guess what you get?
Nothing.
Right.
The satisfaction of knowing that you got it right. The Easter Bunny didn't always lay eggs. The fluffy bunny stems from the Anglo-Saxon festival of Easter, which featured a spring goddess who used the rabbit to represent fertility. It wasn't until Germans settled in Pennsylvania in the 1700s that the tradition of the bunny that lays eggs came to the States. Just to say that sounds funny.
It does sound funny. They don't lay eggs.
They find them and they give them to you. They don't lay them.
No, they don't. But I know bunnies procreate.
Quickly.
I remember my dad had a small farm and he had some bunnies and we went out to the bunny houses. And he said, don't take your eyes off because it's so quick you'll miss it. And he was right. It was like, boom, boom, boom. That's it. And
no foreplay?
And nope. Not even a two-play. Nope. There was nothing. There was no play. It was just, boop. And then they just went off and did their thing. Just kind of hopped away. And then I don't know how long it takes for a bunny to have all their bunnies. What's the word?
Gestation.
Pregnancy, germination, gestation, train station. Who's one of them? And you could just get all these bunnies. And then I wonder if they just go at it right away again and just have more bunnies. I know that happens in my yard. I've got one right now. Scoping it out. I see her on my Ring camera running around, or him running around, and they're running around in the driveway at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
I've got one, too, but I don't see her or him.
So do you find them in the summer
just
that there's bunnies around?
mainly in the winter.
Oh.
In fact, I've had one all winter.
With babies?
Yeah. No, with no babies. But she comes in and she eats sissied.
Who's sissied?
Eats
seeds. I thought it was like a little mouse that you had or something. I was outside in the snow with my granddaughter several weeks back. Lots and lots of snow. We were making a snowman.
Yeah.
And we saw this brown spot in the snow, and the snow was pretty deep. And I thought that was weird because the whole backyard was just white. It was beautiful. There's one spot. So we began to look around it, and we began to dig it up. And we got down, and there was a nest in the layers of snow down almost to the ground, a nest built on the snow in between like an Oreo cookie right in the middle.
Oh, my God.
And there was nothing in the nest, but something went in the middle and built, got grass, dead grass, and all kinds of stuff, and made this cute little nest. I felt really bad because I thought, is it after the fact, or did it just get built and now we have destroyed it?
Did you destroy it?
We tried not to, but when we were digging, we didn't know what we were finding, so we were kind of digging it up.
Oh.
But we tried to put it back together.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Could have been one that fell out of a tree.
No, there was no tree near it. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Nope, it was definitely a nest, either already used or preparing to be used. So we kind of put it back as well as we could, covered it with the snow, and left our little snowman there to just watch over the nest. Yes.
Aww.
Specialty waffle makers. Anybody have a waffle maker?
No, but I know what they look like.
So these are specialty ones. Ones that are in the shape of animals, emojis, or mini portions. And they are fun. You may seem like a fan. But essentially, these single-use machines are limited. They rarely produce the waffles as well as the standard waffle irons.
Why does it say single use?
It says, but they're essentially single use machines with limited versatility. I think what they're saying is, you know what, you'll probably use it once.
Ah.
And you probably may never use it again.
Uh-huh.
It says you can make your waffle in a conventional, just a regular waffle maker. Because I don't think there's any other alternative. I don't know how you would make waffles without a waffle iron.
You stand there with your stick and you poke the holes. No.
Maybe. Or just pour the waffle batter in a pan and make a waffle cake.
There you go.
Would it taste like a pan? Is it the same as pancake mix? Pancake stuff? Pancake
I think it's
batter?
Sweeter.
Sweeter
than pancake. Mm. Who knows?
Mm.
During medieval times, a very different game was played with eggs. Can you even imagine throwing an egg in church? The priest would throw a hard-boiled egg to one of the choir boys. He would continue to toss it to his peers, and whoever was holding the egg when the clock struck 12 was a winner and got to keep it, but had to eat it, too.
So that was the prize?
That was the prize.
The egg, after everybody touched it? But they didn't worry about that back then, did they?
No.
And why are they in church at 12?
Noon.
That's a long sermon. We get out at 10:40 and start at 9:30. That's kind of long. But then we eat. We always eat after. There's always food. People bring food. Yeah, it's good. It's really good. Electric apple peelers, corers, and slicers. Why is it a waste? These countertop devices take up space and are often slower or more frustrating than just using a knife. Or a hand peeler. I have one of those hand, a peeler.
You can eat the skin.
Yeah, you can eat the skin.
So you don't have to peel.
They especially are redundant if you don't prepare apples frequently.
Right.
Right. The better alternative, a high-quality chef's knife or cutting and cutting board are indispensable in any kitchen. A simple handheld peeler works for most produce and is far easier to store and clean. And like you said, wash it and eat the peel.
I was thinking of potatoes. Why couldn't they make something like that for potatoes, to peel potatoes? They wouldn't let me do that when I was in KP because I made them like diamonds.
Because you took off too much potato?
Yeah.
I always use just a handheld potato peeler. I had a next door neighbor that did it with a knife, and the same thing would happen. She'd end up with this diamond-shaped thing, and all the rest of the potato would get wasted.
But you can cook the potato peels.
You can.
You can fry them up.
And make mashed potatoes and leave the potato peel there.
Yep.
You can.
Yep.
Just make sure you wash the potato peel.
Thoroughly.
Before you cook it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
With lots of butter and salt.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I had one last night. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yum, 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 yum.
Let's see. It's your turn.
All right. So, skipping to another subject. Foods that we ate back in the day. Canned asparagus. Remember it?
Yes.
It was already cooked. It was soft.
You had to warm it up.
It was mushy. For many baby boomers, asparagus didn't come roasted or grilled. Never.
Nope.
It came from a can. Canned asparagus was soft, mushy, and often served with butter or hollandaise sauce to make it more mushy. While convenient, it lacked the crisp texture and bright flavor of fresh asparagus. Today, fresh asparagus prepared with roasting or grilling has replaced the canned version. Let's have some applause there.
Yay!
Almost entirely. The shift toward fresher ingredients has made canned asparagus far less appealing to modern consumers.
There we go.
I have seen it in the store, and I've seen it in glass jars.
Glass jars?
In the produce, the vegetable, canned vegetable aisle.
Oh.
So
well,
you can
maybe
see,
that's different.
You can see the stalks. They're still in the liquid.
Yeah.
They're probably still mushy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get the ones you can steam in your microwave.
I would rather cook real asparagus, and if I like it mushy, just cook it a lot. And eat it. Yeah.
When you have a chocolate bunny, how do you eat it first?
The head.
You eat the head first?
Sure. Eat the ears. You know, those ears.
Oh, okay. The ears. A whopping 76% say that's where they take their first mouthful, is the ear. Followed by 5% who eat the feet first and 4% who eat the tail first.
You know, when Patty and I were little, we would eat it like head, shoulders, knees and toes.
I want one now.
I know. Do you want a hollow one or solid?
It's got to be hollow.
No.
Yes.
Why?
Yes, because, oh gosh, that's later
you
on.
You have something about that?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I would much rather have it solid.
You'll break your teeth.
But a smaller one. Not a 47,000 dollar bunny with the diamond eye. Well, I think I'd like the diamond eyes because I would sell those and I would take my trip. Hollow, huh?
Yeah.
But then it breaks up into little pieces and falls down into his intestine. Inside.
Yeah, but then you eat his intestines.
Oh, so you eat it, but not solid.
No.
I'd like to know what you have about that, in your list. Okay. I'll read about wax beans, and then you look for that. Would you?
I'm looking.
All right. Wax beans is another thing that we ate in the day. So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, when we were kids, fresh vegetables was not always what we had. We had things in cans, and then, of course, the frozen foods came out. Yellow wax beans were once a common side dish, often boiled or served in casseroles. Their mild flavor and soft texture made them easy to prepare, but they were frequently overshadowed by their greener counterpart, which were called green beans. I don't know why yellow beans were called wax beans. I have no idea.
They make me think of butter beans.
Yes. So over time, green beans, especially fresh or sautéed varieties, became more popular due to their brighter flavor and their versatility. As a result, wax beans or yellow beans have largely disappeared from everyday meals and grocery store shelves. I'm curious now when I go to the grocery store to see if there are wax beans, because my mom used to make a three-bean salad.
Yeah.
And she would use canned wax beans, yep. Canned green beans, kidney beans, those white navy beans.
Yeah.
And other stuff. But she'd use all that canned stuff.
And it was good.
All the nourishment's gone. All the vitamins are gone.
Who's eating it for the nourishment?
I know. And I love three-bean salad.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say. I'm just saying.
Well, now...
You found it.
No, I did not, but I will look for it.
Okay.
The most popular Easter candy in America is Cadbury. When you microwave a marshmallow peep, it shrinks. Children lift carrots for the Easter bunny.
One is true?
One is true.
Well, the carrot thing sounds like it would be true. The bunny, the marshmallow thing, I think shrinks and gets hard. Or maybe it explodes. Because it's marshmallow. And then the other one, I forgot what you said, but I don't think that's true.
Cadbury.
No, I don't think that's true. I'm going to say the true one is the one for the carrot for the Easter bunny.
Yay!
Oh, yeah!
The most popular Easter candy in America is Reese's peanut butter egg.
Yeah, peanut butter. Yeah.
And when you microwave a marshmallow peep, believe it or not, it expands and grows in size.
Oh, that'd be fun to see.
I can't wait to try it.
Can you do it with a regular marshmallow? I have an idea.
Whoa.
Yeah, if you need a large marshmallow, but you only have mini marshmallows, you can put them in the microwave and make them big.
Yum.
And that is our show for today. Remember, we have an email address.
stuffingforus@gmail.com. Views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.